رب العالمين ونشهد لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا نبينا محمد عبده ورسوله قال وسلم هذا النبي المعظم دائما أبدا. جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ما يوجب الحج؟ فقال الزاد والراحلة. المسمك المسلم أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن مرآة أخيه المؤمن أخو المسلم والمؤمن أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected brothers, respected elders, respected scholars and sisters listening, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to say Jazakallahu khair and thanks the Imam Sahib for thinking of worthy of making me give a few words of wisdom. It's my first time being here in Glasgow on the day of Jumu'ah, on a Friday. So alhamdulillah, being in this blessed day, Jumu'ah, the Friday, which is the best day of the week. The term Jumu'ah, the question is, when did this term Jumu'ah come? So when we look into the historical aspects, day of Jumu'ah was known as Yawm al-Aruba. But once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and when the Muslims began to gather on the day of Jumu'ah, that's when we got the term Jumu'ah. But it was seven generations prior to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Hafiz ibn Hajar in Fathul Bari mentions, where it was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's great grandfather to the seventh generation, who used to gather individuals on the day of Friday. So it was Ka'b bin Lu'ay. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's great grandfather to the seventh generation. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's father was Abdullah. His grandfather was Abdul Muttalib. His father was Hashim, Abdul Manaf, Qusay. Then it was Kilab. Then it was Murwa. And then it was Ka'b bin Lu'ay. So Ka'b bin Lu'ay was the first individual to say that was the one who used to gather individuals on the day of Jumu'ah. And the reason why Jumu'ah was the blessed day, because the Prophet ﷺ mentioned regards to Friday that the sun does not rise on a better day than Friday. The reason is known as the Amir of the Week because this was also the day that Prophet Adam alayhi salam was created. Jumu'ah was the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the first human being, Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Now if you've realized, I said Prophet Adam alayhi salam to emphasize that the first Prophet was Prophet Adam alayhi salam. What differentiates Muslims and Christians, Christians believe that Adam was the first individual and they look at Prophet Adam alayhi salam in a negative approach. But as a Muslim, it's important for us to understand that Prophet Adam alayhi salam was a prophet. He was a Nabi. And that's the reason why it's important for us to understand this aspect of Prophet Adam alayhi salam being the first human being. Also for us, we are well aware of the falsified or, you know, the views outside, those theories of Darwinism regards to the first creation, that as a Muslim we believe that Prophet Adam alayhi salam was the first human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, and that's who we are only children of. There isn't no such thing as a common ancestry that is dwelled, and it's a theory. A lot of times, sometimes scientific theories, people try to think it's a fact. Coming to my main aspect of today's Nasiha. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, and sending peace and blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I mentioned a narration that Imam Tirmizi mentioned in his Jami', where an individual came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "My yujibul hajj." That what? When does hajj become compulsory? This pilgrimage, when does it become compulsory? Or who's obliged to go for hajj? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just said, "Wazadu wa rahila," meaning whoever has the provision to travel, that's it, it's compulsory on that individual. If you have the means of going for hajj, it's compulsory on you. If you don't have the means, it's not compulsory. If we reflect on this narration, it's teaching us that an individual who has the means of going for hajj should try his best. He or she should try their best. If you don't have the means, it's not compulsory. Because a lot of times people say, well, you know, I'm saving up. First, let me get married. Or let me get my children get married. So there's a lot of times these are individuals' thing. Whereas the Prophet ﷺ and the Islam's made it clear that when Hajj becomes compulsory, your duty is try to go for Hajj. We are coming to approaching to the end of Zulqa'dah. So next week, we should be coming to the end of the month of Zulqa'dah. So Zulqa'dah is also known as the month of Hajj. So there's three months that are known as the month of Hajj: Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, and Zulhijjah. Even though majority of the rituals, main rituals of Hajj takes place on Zulhijjah, the reason why Shawwal and Zulqa'dah is known as a month of Hajj, because there's three types of Hajj: Hajj Qiran, Hajj Tamattu, Hajj Ifrad. Hajj Ifrad are for those individuals who live in Makkah. So those individuals who live within the Arabian Peninsula, for them just to do Hajj. But for us who travel from neighboring countries, the first thing we do is perform Umrah. And then after Umrah, we perform the Hajj. So those who travel, perform Umrah, and after Umrah, they come out of the state of Ihram. This is known as Hajj Tamattu. For those individuals who go for Hajj, they perform the Umrah, but they do not come out of the state of Ihram until Hajj is completed. This is known as Hajj Qiran. So for Hajj Qiran, Hajj Tamattu can only happen in the month of Shawwal and the month of Zulqa'dah. Another narration comes in Sahih Muslim, where the Prophet ﷺ once was given a khutbah that when Hajj becomes compulsory on you, perform your Hajj. So one individual got up, he said, "O Prophet of Allah, Qullu Amin, is it every single year?" Prophet ﷺ remained silent. Again, the individual asked, "O Prophet of Allah, do you have to perform Hajj every single year?" After the individual asked three times, the Prophet ﷺ said that whenever the Prophet orders you to do something, listen. Many of the nations were destroyed prior to them questioning the Prophet. And then when the ruling came, they could not fulfill it. So when I tell you to do something, do it. When I tell you to refrain from something, refrain. So the hadith is saying Muslim doesn't mention who this individual was. But when we look at other books of hadith, like for example, Musnad Ahmad, Sunan Darmi, the narrator, the individual that stood up was Akra bin Habis, radiallahu anhu, who accepted Islam after the conquest of Makkah. So he was new into Islam. This is the reason why he questioned the Prophet ﷺ, where the older Sahabas who had the knowledge were well aware of this. Now for those individuals who have the means and still do not go for Hajj, Imam Tirmidhi mentioned another narration that Ali radiallahu anhu, the fourth Khalifa, Ali radiallahu anhu, mentioned, he was a narrator. He said that the Prophet ﷺ specified that whoever has the means of going for Hajj and does not perform Hajj, on the day of Qiyamah, there's no difference for him passing in like a Yahud or Nasrana. This was a strictness, trying to emphasize that when you've got the means and you don't go, when Allah SWT has given you a command, your aim is to go. What is Hajj? What do we see in Hajj? Hajj is teaching us universal brotherhood. Universal brotherhood. When we are all in the state of Ihram, rich, poor, elderly, young, someone who is famous, non-famous, all of us, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, again, reminding us that Allah is our creator. Allah is the one that we all have to turn to. This world is temporary. We all have to face Allah SWT on the day of Qiyamah. So Hajj is a lesson for us to understand that importance of brotherhood. When we look into the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah SWT mentions that indeed we made you brothers. When we open the books of the Tafsir, we understand that this I was referring to when the Prophet ﷺ migrated from Makkah to Medina. There were two main tribes at the time, Aws and Khazraj, who were at war. The best of the best, the greatest man to ever come onto this earth was the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. But he came at the time when mankind was at its worst. You know, sometimes when you read what the Prophet ﷺ faced, if you think, how did the Prophet ﷺ face this? Imagine living in Makkah, where Kaaba is the most holiest place on earth. People are going around without clothes. People bearing girls alive. Then when he came to Medina, where there's two tribes at war. So the war lasted between these two tribes for 120 years. And the interesting thing is, when you look historical, what caused the war was, those two individuals, Oz and Khazraj, one person's chicken came into the other person's chicken land, and he killed it. That's the reason that started the war. And generations went on for 120 years. So this is where Prophet ﷺ came and united to make one ummah, one brotherhood, that you are one ummah. As a reminder to us as well, that look, you are all one. Differences will always be there. We're humans. We can never be the same. We can see same brothers. You know, even when it's the same blood, you see people are not the same. So we know difference will be there, but for Islam taught us to have that respect and a love for one another. That's the reason why the hadith comes in Sahih Muslim, where the Prophet ﷺ said, "La tadkhulu jannatul hatta la tu'minu," that the individual cannot enter Jannah unless he believes. And then the Prophet ﷺ went further on, and you cannot be a believer, a true believer, until you have love for one another, what you love for yourself. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, and let me tell you how you can create that love with one another. Afshu salam bainakum. Spread salam amongst you. And what the Prophet ﷺ also emphasized when it came to salam, that greet those you know and those you don't know. So whenever you say Muslim, it's important for us to give that sunnah of giving salam. It's not about it's someone that comes to you, or someone that you're only aware of, someone that's within your family. Any Muslim that you have, you should greet them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And it's important, create that love with one another. I remember one of the first books I read of the late Mufti Rafi, who's a Grand Mufti of Pakistan, where he was talking about unity. He was talking about the subject of unity. He said, if you look at other countries, he goes, you look at Canada and America, both do not like one another. He goes that there's two countries that do not like one another. So you've got Canada and America, two countries that do not like one another. But he goes, you will not see a single personnel or an army guard standing at the border. The reason being, despite them not liking one another, they know that if they fight with one another, how will they control the world? That if you're going to be fighting on your doors. So I remember young, I used to read this, I didn't understand this. But when I was at uni, I remember when I met a Canadian and I said, oh, are you from America? He goes, I'm not a dumb American. Like, he got really offensive. And that's when I realized that as a Canadian in America, that as much as they're the enmity, but as a country, they realize. So likewise for us is as well, that as brothers, sisters are listening as well, that yes, you have differences. You will have differences. But learn to respect one another. Learn to have that love for one another. Because this is what the Prophet ﷺ taught us. That you can't be a true believer until you have that love and that respect for one another. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all give me the ability, inshallah, that we can have that love for one another. And all of us the ability, inshallah, to act upon this. I'd like to jazakallah khair once again to all of you for, inshallah, listening to my words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, inshallah, and give us the ability to act upon this. Jazakallah khair.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح